If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, Wednesdays in The Feed, we talk all about TV, movies, streaming, everything you should be watching or checking out this week with our friend Nick Johnston. He writes for Vinyland.com. He's the film editor and TV writer there. All right, Nick, what do we got going on this week?
We've got one big movie out this weekend, one pretty big streaming show, and one regular old television show that will also be on streaming platforms and all over the place and whatnot. So let's start with broadcast, or not broadcast, but pay cable.
It's nice. Really known.
So on, let's see, Sunday night, I believe, most recent, the fourth season of the HBO series Westworld premiered. That'll be airing Sunday nights throughout the summer. And boy, I got to say, that show is just absolutely nuts. I mean, you think about how weird it is to go to Disneyland or to go to Disney World and to, like, put your trash into a trash bin that talks back to you.
Right.
It's just crazy. I just now have horrible visions of, like, trash cans with Evan Rachel Wood's voice, like, coming to life and, like, trying to kill me for my pizza.
It's funny. I loved that first season, and then the second season was good, and then it sort of fell off a little bit for me. I didn't even realize that they were still making it.
Oh yeah, they take big hiatuses for whatever reason. Those HBO shows, you never know if they're coming back for another season, you know, or whatnot. And then one day it'll just happen to be flipping on channels and whatnot, and you'll find out that Westworld is 10 seasons deep, it's or something like that.
Right.
And there's four different spinoff shows and all that business. But what I've heard is that it's a pretty good introduction to the new world of the show. Yeah, last season saw Aaron Paul come on. Which was pretty interesting, and it looks like they're continuing to build up and try and figure out what they can do now that Anthony Hopkins decided to retire to a wonderful farm in the UK.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So up next, we've got a brand new streaming series, or I believe it's a limited series on Amazon Prime Video called The Terminal List. And no, it is not what you see when you drive into an airport. It is actually a show starring Chris Pratt, of course, playing, I mean, what else did this guy play anymore? He plays like a soldier or something like that, coming back after his troop is ambushed and discovers a whole bunch of dark government forces out to get him. You know, it's pretty big in the sense that it's got a couple of big name stars in it. It's got him, Taylor Kitsch from Friday Night Lights, who I've met in person once and was genuinely surprised to find out that I'm about as tall as he is.
Oh, wow.
And then there's like Constance Wu and Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid and Riley Keough and all these people. So it's a pretty big show in terms of the star power they've got there. And they've got I believe Anton Fuqua, who did Training Day and all those different great three-star classic action films.
Those are big names for a streaming show. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is going to start streaming, I believe, this weekend. I'm not sure if it's Thursday or Friday, but it's one of those two. So don't get too mad at us.
they'll find it somehow. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's probably the biggest one going into July 4th weekend in terms of your rah-rah military television shows, but. Finally, we come to the creme de la creme this week, I would say, of our titles. Not necessarily because, you know, it's necessarily great or anything like that, but because it's going to make a crap load of money for Universal. And that is the Minions 2, The Rise of Gru.
Ah, yes.
Which is a particularly funny subtitle. I always find it really strange when they make rhyming subtitles. Like, this is like the Minions 2 Electric Boogaloo. I feel like
that's
the way it goes. But yeah, it's a Minions movie. I mean, what more do you really need to know? I caught it on Monday night, and it is it should be called the Prespicable Me. It's just another prequel about how the villain from that film, who's voiced by Steve Carell, came to be a supervillain, and you know, it's about him stealing a a jewel that has the signs of the Zodiac and mystic powers on it away from some bad guys. And or wait a second, I you can never really know because he's supposed to be a bad guy.
Right.
And so he's stealing away from a bunch of other bad guys. So who technically is the bad guy in that?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, he's stealing all that stuff away from them and the little, and it gets lost and the minions and Steve Carell have to go to, have to go to San Francisco in order to track it down. And it is, it's pretty silly. I have no problems with the minions. I mean, aside from, you know, your aunt using them in Facebook memes and whatnot, they're just basically slapstick little cartoon characters. And it's funny, you know, it's not particularly preachy in the way that a lot of like modern Disney and Pixar can be.
Yeah, I like I like the minions a lot. They're fun. And one of them's named Kevin, so I can
yeah,
relate to
exactly.
That.
Yeah, 100%. No, if there was a Nick minion, I don't know, he'd probably just fall down trying to tie his shoes. So I hope they've got slip-ons under those overalls, you know?
Right.
Pretty ho-hum week, but I hope everyone out there has a wonderful 4th of July. And remember, just be safe with those fireworks around your dogs. You don't want them running now. You don't want them getting too upset and all that stuff. But enjoy responsibly and hope to see you on the grill.
Yeah, definitely. Have a great 4th, Nick. Thank you so much. We'll definitely check out all these this week. Nick Johnston, you can find him writing at Vanyaland.com about TV and movies and coming on every week with us on Wednesdays. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.